Translator. Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Warren Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on November 4th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yes, we are a little bit out of practice. It's been a couple of weeks. Yeah. But tonight, we talk about the final conferences that Ghostly Talk were part of for the year. And then Ron Amatron joins us to discuss the Creation Lightship. And then finally, the incredible John Kachuba returns.
This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
I am Doug.
Bonnie, it is her birthday this weekend.
No, it's her... Well... They're celebrating a family birthday. No, a family, anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I misled you.
Oh, great.
Thanks. I misled you with the whole birthday ploy. It's actually an anniversary. So Bonnie is out of studio. We want to wish her and her family the happiest and bestest of time.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, some 41-year or something anniversary. It's like incredibly long. I don't know how they did it. And I'm really, really impressed.
Amber,
I don't know if I can stick with anything for that long.
Well, Amber's grandparents celebrated their 51st anniversary.
That's phenomenal.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
That is phenomenal.
I want to send out also a very big congratulations to my family's dear friend, a man named Mr. Randy Allensworth. If you've met Randy, huge, big Randy.
Oh, definitely.
He got married yesterday.
Oh, that is awesome.
His fiance of a very long time. They finally tied the knot yesterday.
Tell me she's like 4 foot two.
She's like a little shorter than both of us, and we're about the same height. So, yeah, like, it's amazing. Because Randy is like...
He is a behemoth.
Yeah, he's a huge, huge guy, right? And
he's
the sweetest guy.
Absolutely phenomenal
person,
yeah.
It was a really cool wedding. We were there all night last night hanging around. And you know what? A lot of people were upset about this, but I wasn't because, well, I know you wouldn't care about this, but it was a completely dry wedding, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of course, the wedding party were in the parking lot all night long.
It would not matter to me at all. I would have the Diet Pepsi... spigot, you know, just directly injecting into my arm, and I'd be all
that's
fine.
Pretty much what we did, too.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Randy and Heidi, dear friends of ours. They listen to the show, too. Love the show, so thanks, guys. Hope you hear this. They're probably on their way to their honeymoon right now.
Well, that's the thing. They'll probably hear it in archive or podcast format.
Yeah, either way, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us, because Randy's he's into ghost hunting, too. And he's always calling me for advice and stuff like that, so I'm really happy for you guys, all that good stuff.
Mike, what does it mean when platters are flying above your head?
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, just don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it when that happens.
Par the course for our line of business.
What, the books are flying off the shelves? Oh, God, it's an earthquake.
Gravity, relax. We have a lot to talk about. We have the first hour opened up here, and I've been scheduling the rest of the year after, you know, despite popular belief, we do schedule things in advance here.
Yeah.
And when we were looking at the schedules for the last couple of months for September and October, we knew that we were going to be out of town for the last 2 weeks of both months.
Yeah.
So I wanted to open up some time here in the next couple of weeks for us to talk about things, just to talk about stuff that's going on, especially the trips we were on the last couple of weeks. We attended three conferences in the last 2 weeks, which is quite an undertaking for anybody. I think it was a lot of traveling beat us up.
Well, four conferences, if you include the one that I went to in,
four.
In
yeah.
Southern
yeah.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, so between the whole crew.
In
yeah.
2 months, four conferences. Well,
actually,
two,
wait, hang
five
on.
Conferences.
Five, yeah, two, yeah, you're
because
right,
because
we split up.
I attended the Southern Wisconsin mm-hmm. Paranormal Conference, the sixth annual Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
I, and then... we all attended that other one. Then we went to
Chicago,
separated, and you and I went to the first annual Chicago Paranormal Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Bonnie and Tom.
Oh, and Amber went with us.
Well, Amber
and
went with
Bonnie
us.
Bonnie
yeah.
and Tom went to
Decatur, Illinois.
Decatur for
Troy
Spectacular.
Taylor. Yeah, for Spectacular. Troy Taylor Spectacular. So we, you know, I was,
I don't know.
Bonnie's gonna, yeah.
And that was, after, we all attended, Mothman last, you know, the Mothman Festival last month.
And the Mid-South Paranormal
And the Mid-South
Conference.
Paranormal
yep.
Conference. So that was, that's five conferences we covered.
Seven. Wait a minute. September was two. We did.
And then four.
We did one yours and then the other one and then. And then Chicago, and then Decatur, and then just this past Tuesday, Amber and Tom were in Richland.
That's right.
So it's seven in the last 2 months we've done. needless to say, and we've had conversations about this, we're taking a break for like the next 3 months, I think.
We're not traveling for three. Well, that's not entirely true.
Not entirely true, because I know you.
Next weekend,
mm-hmm.
next Sunday, the next show that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remote again. I know it's going to break your heart, but...
It already did.
But I'm going to be remoting from a certified... Well, I don't know if it's certified. I just said that. Haunted location.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep it an ultimate secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want, like, thousands of people to show up. And then, you know... Getting EVPs is going to be very difficult, but this place is very famous for its EVPs.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'll tell you what, that'd be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, you know, try and figure out where I would go. My original plan, everybody knows, was to go to San Francisco and go to the Alcatraz
mm-hmm.
and the Haunted Haight walking tour of the Haight-Ashbury District with
yeah.
Tommy Nett's band.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the SFGHS or whatever it is, SFGS, San Francisco Ghost Society,
mm-hmm.
and Tommy Nett's band. Tommy Nett's band, of course, runs the Haunted Haight walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go to that. He also has a podcast, by the way. Subscribe to it. Download it.
Check it out, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but it's on the internet somewhere.
Type in Tommy Netsman podcast in your
right, or SFGS.
Google or whatever, and it should bring it up
the
for
San
you.
Francisco Ghost Society, and grab their podcast, because it's refreshing. I mean, I can't detect a schedule. It just sort of comes down onto my iPod every now and then. Oh, cool.
It's kind of like the way Ghostly yeah. Talk's been the last couple months, too,
yeah,
though.
Pretty much.
Is there a show? Because I know I've gotten emails and stuff like that, which we do have a schedule posted clearly on the website. But
people are...
Is there a show this week?
I rely... well, just like other people, I'm not that much different. I mean, I'm unique, but I'm not that unique.
Mm-hmm.
I rely on my podcast, and or on, you know, it shows up on my iPod.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, they did a new one, you know.
It's, yeah, yeah.
So I get Laura Moon's shows. And
well, I think we should... Maybe, you know what maybe we could do? I was just thinking about this. I'm wondering, maybe we can patch Tom in here. I don't know if Tom's listening or not. But maybe because Tom was actually in Decatur.
Well, why don't we go through them and then patch him in at the appropriate moment? What do you think? That'll give.
I know Amber's manning the chat room. Amber, if you're listening, well, you should be listening if you're in the chat room. If Tom's in the chat room, tell him we're going to be calling him to be prepared for that.
Right.
Sorry, we didn't plan for that, but hey, you know, just deal with
Let's
it.
Go through conferences.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Mothman and...
yeah, we talked about those.
Okay.
So those
and
Mid-South? Care of.
Okay.
I want to talk about Chicago.
Chicago, I do too.
Yeah, I want to talk about Chicago. Chicago was, where to start? Well, I guess we could start with the funny parts because myself and Amber got down there first. And see, Chicago, I haven't been there in about 4 years. You know, I don't know if I've told. I think I've told my famous Chicago story.
You've told
on the
several
air before.
Times on the air. Yeah.
I took pictures of the actual area when I was down there. By
oh,
the
that
way.
Was a good idea.
I drove. We were driving around town trying to find a place to eat with my buddy Chris down there on Sunday, and I saw it. I'm like, that's the place. So as we stopped, I literally walked by with my camera and took pictures of like the front door of the place, the corner I nearly got hit by the hippie and the VW minibus.
Right.
Anybody's heard the story, you know what I'm talking about. If we time a lot, maybe I'll tell a squished down version of it. But I got pictures of that. But Friday when we came in, there's this thing, and I was kind of talking to people about this all week, and I'm a little fed up with this part, this thing right here. I know that the big cities have their attitude, right? They have, I'm from a city, so I got an attitude. And we're from Detroit, so I guess we have our own attitude,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
But, you know, I don't try to, like, push that off on people, especially visitors here. I try to welcome them here and say, hey, yeah, I hope you, I'll show you a few things and whatnot. But when we got to Chicago that night, we pulled
you
the
don't,
car up.
You don't give visitors, like, your spare bulletproof vest, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, really,
that's
really,
really
giving.
That's
yeah.
really, like, being like,
you
an
are
ambassador
an open,
to the city.
Yes,
yeah.
You are an open soul. I appreciate that.
But, you know, this the usual driving I'm used to, we got into Chicago and got in front of the Congress Hotel, lovely Congress Hotel, and hopped out of the car, and the bellhop runs out. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You know, okay, give me your keys, and you can take your bags inside. I'm like, excuse me? And I'm sure people are going to be like, you're just being stuck up, Scott. I'm like, you're not having my keys. And he's like, well... What do you mean? Don't you trust me? I'm like, well, trust is just not one of my strong points. I'll show you my license and show you where I come from, and your attitude equals mine. Mine's probably actually a little bit more than yours, but I'm not giving you my keys. I'm going to walk in here and check in, and then I'll drive my own car to the parking garage. Okay, great. So he was not happy about that, so he stood there the whole time when we checked in. I took my sweet time. I don't care. I'm going to get checked in here. So hop in the car, and I drove my car around to the parking garage behind the hotel. And I pull my car up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be parking this here for 2 nights. You know, what do we need to do? Okay, well, oh boy. And they look at my car. And I never thought my car was that, like, you know, exotic. It's just, you know, it's got a little attitude. You know, it's got the stripe on it and the fancy wheels. But that's about it. It's just a factory car. I've done nothing to it. And the gentleman's like, well, I don't know about this car. I'm going to talk to my manager. I'm like, well, what do you mean, sir? What's the problem with it? This isn't like a Maserati or something I have here. This isn't a DeLorean I'm driving. I mean, if I was driving a DeLorean, I would understand you taking a little extra care, which you should with any car that goes in there.
Right.
So I'm like, well, what's the problem?
Do you think you would have had an issue with the death score? I mean, oh, my God, this is a one of a kind.
Yeah, this is a rare automobile. Yeah. So I'm like, well, what's the problem, sir? He's like, well, these ground effects in the front, I don't know if we can get those up the ramp. And I'm like, well, I've seen a couple of cars you've driven up the ramp already.
And I can tell. Why?
And I can tell why. It's exactly what I said. I'm like, I've seen your work already. So here's my advice to you, sir. Take the ramp at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, not 50, and you won't have any problems at all.
We all live in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Apparently, yeah. So, and he's kind of like, I'm like, how many cars have you parked, man? What's up with you? I'm like, just take it slow. Take it slow. And I'm gonna be looking this car over on Sunday when I pull it out of here too. By the way. Give me my ticket. You know, so now I'm mad. Now I'm like, right. Whatever. We get into the hotel. I guess my car didn't get jumped over the parking garage because I did get it back.
Cool.
Then,
cool.
We get to the hotel. Now, this time I have to go.
You mean all four of your tires were on the ground at all times?
I hope so.
That's amazing.
It don't have like a guard plate under it like that. I don't know. Whatever. But I got into the hotel and, I have to go to the bathroom really bad. I have to go pee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And. So we're rolling the stuff to the thing and blah, 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 and, you know, we get to the thing, our room, and the guy actually, the bellhop's like, hey, you know, there's a bathroom right here. I'm like, no, we'll just get to the room, and I can express myself the way I want to in a private bathroom,
mm-hmm.
or the room I have rented for the weekend. So we get to the hotel room, none of the keys work.
Oh, grr.
Grr. Grr. So poor Amber's got to run downstairs and go and get everything. Whatever, we finally got in there. But that's, you know, the attitude thing, you know. And, you know, there was other situations throughout the weekend I won't bore you with. But, you know, that's the irritating part. The good part started right immediately. We hit the bathroom. We shot downstairs where we were greeted by Ursula and a lot of people we see at, like regulars, we see at conferences all the time. So we had some great conversations. And Ursula insisted that we went on the tour.
Ooh.
Now, the original plan, we didn't know where you were at the time.
I was hiding.
I thought you were like going to be there like within minutes, right? Based on the information I had the day before. So I'm like, well, Doug should be getting here any second, Ursula. I think we're just going to hang out tonight. You guys going to have fun. She's like, no, you are coming. You have to come. I'm like, well, let me just call Doug, and we'll see what's going on here. You know, so I call you up. And
where are you?
And where like, are you at? We're just outside of Jackson, Michigan right now.
We're in traffic.
Like, wow. So you guys got a bit of a drive, I take it. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, okay, that's all the information I needed. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. So, yeah, we went on the Chicago bus tour. They're haunted.
Ursula runs the Chicago haunted tours.
Yeah, Chicago ghost tours. We went on their bus. We actually went and did a little touring around the town, and then we ended up we stopped to get some dinner because everybody was starving to death. By this time, it was like 7 p.m. and we stopped. We went to a place called Excalibur. It was just, it's an old building called Excalibur.
Okay.
And what we did is that we had something to eat, and we went to this club. It's a club now. It's a nightclub called Excalibur. And it's an old historic-type building, but they've renovated it and turned it into this really hip club. It's really hip. It's a cool club. And, of course, it was all decorated for Halloween and all this fun stuff. And this is where we were going to be going to see Neil. Neil, one of the people that Ursula works with, Neil, he is a magician.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The last name, of course, is escaping me now that we have...
Diamond. Let's call him Neil
Diamond. Not Neil Diamond.
Oh, darn.
I gave him a card because he's so cool. I wanted to have him on the show because his show was phenomenal. The funny thing was that we come into this little bar area where we're waiting to go downstairs to this private show we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a... All of a sudden, I hear Blitzkrieg Bop playing in the room.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
By a live band. And I'm sitting at the bar like going, yeah, all right, man, all right. So I kind of peek through the curtains because there's a sign that says private party, and I thought, well, that's private party. That's what we are. We're a private party. So I peeked through the curtains and saw these people, just some people jamming like this Ramones tune. I'm like, all right. You know, I'm like, hey, Amber, they're playing Ramones. I come back to the bar, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go in there and check this band out. I mean, these guys, we're just waiting for the show to start to go downstairs. I'm going to check out this band, right? So I slide in there, and I'm watching the band, and I think they played that. Oh, they played another Ramones tune. I totally forgot now, but I was into it. And so, of course, here comes the bouncer. Excuse me, are you part of the private party, sir? I'm like, well, you mean this one, I guess? What I thought was hilarious was it was comprised of like just, it seemed like just an older crowd. And they were just kind of sitting there drooling at their tables while this band's playing their hearts out, right? And I'm the only guy in there, like, bobbing my head going, yeah, you guys rule. And they're looking at me like, all right, there's somebody that cares, thank God, right? I'm like, well, I'm not part of this party, but the party out there, you have to leave. And I'm like, okay. All right. Well, okay. And it was a private party, whatever, fine. So we went and saw what we actually went down and we had a great time.
You crashed the senior citizens.
I crashed the senior citizens
party.
Ball, man.
Oh,
apparently.
My God.
We went down and we had a great time with Neil. Of course, I have to get his last name because I'm going to feel like a total jerk if I don't.
Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. Hang on. Let me try this. Neil.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Chicago. Harris. Let's see what we get. Supernatural Chicago. Okay. Neil Tobin.
Oh, yeah. Neil Tobin.
Yeah, Neil Tobin.
Perfect.
We saw his show. He was absolutely phenomenal. The guy was so much fun.
Did he saw a lady in half?
No, it wasn't, see, the thing was, it wasn't a show like that. It wasn't like some David Copperfield huge thing where he makes like a building disappear.
Yeah.
God knows how. It was a show that actually intertwined Chicago ghost stories along with things that, I mean, just tricks. I mean, I can't figure them out. I don't
awesome.
Know how he does it.
Awesome.
But he was phenomenal, and he was a lot of fun. That was a great show. And we hung out for a little while, and we actually, after that, we went on the official Chicago ghost tour with mm-hmm. Ursula, who showed us the whole town. Actually got to go visit the garage. We got to actually couldn't go to it. We weren't allowed to go past the gate, but we got to look at the garage where the St. Valentine's Day massacre occurred.
Right.
I was just like, wow, that's cool. And I mean, the other people, like the driver on the bus, for example, he actually does a gangster tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew a lot about the whole, you know, all the mob and stuff like that, all the mob activity in Chicago back in the early part of the century. So we talked all night about all types of things. I learned a whole bunch of neat stuff like that. And we did that tour all night long. I mean, we just hung out, and they were going to do more, and Amber and I were just done. We were finished up. And I think, yeah, by the time, that's when we were pulling up, and I'm like, I knew that you were coming with Jonathan. That
right.
It was kind of like a surprise thing. Jonathan was going to make a surprise appearance this weekend in Chicago. And as we're pulling up in front of the Congress, I see this big yellow H2 sitting out there.
Yeah.
Right, which we all know it's the only... Jonathan's the only person who owns an H2 that I'll associate with, I think, because he's a cool guy, and he knows my opinion on the H2.
Well, you know what his idea is for his next vehicle, right?
What's that?
He wants to get rid of the H2.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to get when, I believe it's next year's model. I don't quote me on this, I
yeah,
don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe the next, or one of the upcoming Cadillac Escalades is going to be a hybrid.
I don't know what to even say about that.
He wants a hybrid Cadillac Escalade. Or is that what it is?
Is that like the most ridiculous backward thing you can think of?
Well, it's a hybrid. It would
yeah,
be, it would
okay.
be part,
all right.
part gas, part electric. And I personally think it would be the most advanced engine design on the planet.
That's
at
like
that
the cost
point.
Of a winery.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
what it's going to
yeah.
be, the cost of a winery.
Yeah.
But I saw the big yellow H2 out in front of the hotel, out in front of the Congress. And I immediately burst into laughter. Because the first thing that popped in my head was, Jonathan parked that thing there, and he's going to leave it there all night long. And there's nothing these people can do about that, because that's what Jonathan does. Jonathan just does not care. He's got, you know, and I can say this on the air, he's got an ego the size of the truck.
At least we managed to not have him pull up half on the sidewalk half
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just don't care. We know him, and he don't care. I'm like, oh, my God, he just left it there, and the bellhops don't know what to do now. This is great. But we actually pulled in, and you guys were waiting around.
Yeah.
And we walked in and saw Jonathan. And you guys actually moved from the Congress, because you were going to stay at the Congress, but there was an issue with something there. They had something.
Well, there were several issues. The first thing is I was wearing this sweater, right?
Uh-huh.
The My Mothman sweater, which of course is one of my most prized
possessions.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so I was wearing my Mothman sweater or sweatshirt, I should say. And then I was we had checked into the suite because we had gotten a suite because mm-hmm. we had three people, and. So the problem was it was pretty unbearably hot in the suite, and we found out almost immediately that the bathroom door does not close at
nice.
All.
Nice.
I mean, you can close it to where it's like meeting up with the door jamb, but
yeah,
then
yeah,
it goes,
yeah.
and it opens up. So if you're sitting there doing whatever you're doing, or if you're, you know, standing there showering,
you're going to be... You're gonna be doing
and then,
a show.
Yeah, you're putting on a free show. So
you guys.
So we didn't appreciate the door thing, but we could have handled it. But it was pretty much unbearably hot. But the third thing was pretty much the clincher for me was the very very strong smell of pesticides.
Oh my God!
It was just pungent, and I mean it was. On the verge of giving me a headache, and I'm not usually prone to that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean that was okay normally, but we called down to the desk and said, "What can you do about the heat?" And they said, well, "Open up the window." So we did, but it's on a courtyard, so there's no air movement whatsoever.
Mm, God.
So we checked out.
Yeah, you guys moved down the street.
We were there for like half an hour, and
well, we crashed out. And I have to say, our room was really nice. I mean,
yours was. I was in it for a minute.
It was comfortable, and I slept great. The funniest part was like that night, because we were like right in like our window was opened up, because we wanted to cool the room out too.
Yeah.
Our room was kind of like on the opposing street where the parking garage was.
Right.
And about 5 a.m, I audibly hear a fight outside of like the window.
Wow.
People screaming at each other, and just I can hear them just fighting. And it was, like, funny, but I was still kind of in that mid-sleep thing where I'm like, hey, this is cool. I should go check it out. And then my body said, no, dude, you got to sleep for a couple more hours, man. You got to be up, and you got a long day ahead of you. So just never mind the drama. Go to sleep. But, yeah, we did get up and went downstairs. And this is where the day of conference. It's Saturday.
Right.
We headed down. You were at the other hotel. Amber and I shot down with the gear, set everything up. And awesome setup. I have to say, I was totally, it was the way, I mean, it was just the way, we're used to it. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how.
Yeah.
It was Ursula did a fantastic job of putting this together. I was totally.
It ran like clockwork.
Well, we got down there that morning and we're setting the equipment up, and you know, Greg Myers is there who greeted us and said hello, and then Brian Leffler from Shadow Talk Paranormal Radio was there, a really cool guy, and we talked to a bunch of people while we were setting up, and this one guy in the table next to us just kept staring at me. And I'm like, you know, who's this guy staring at me? Why does this guy keep staring at me? I'm like, whatever. So I get back, I keep working, and we get everything set up and ready to go. And I get done finally, and there's maybe about 15, 20 minutes before we get, you know, the event actually starts, all the activities start, the speakers and whatnot. So I want to go around and just say hello to everybody at the other tables, just to say, hey, what's going on? So I go to this table, naturally, the table next to me, and I walk up to this gentleman. He's smiling as I walk up, and I look down at the books he has on the table, and guess what name is on them?
I already know.
Mark Macy.
Awesome.
So this is one of those situations where you feel so excited because you're like, I've been waiting years to meet this guy. But at the same time, I know what has happened previously already this morning, and I totally ignored him, right? So I'm like, I feel like a complete boob And I'm like, Mark, oh my God, it's so great to wow. Hey, he's like, you look familiar. I knew that. I'm like, well, here's the problem, Mark. You don't look familiar because if you look at Mark's photo up on his website or any of his, I think his bio or press things, he has short hair and he has a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now his hair's grown out and he doesn't have a mustache anymore. So, I mean, it makes him look dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Mark, I didn't even know it was you. I mean, you look totally different. He's like, yeah, I know. I grew my hair out and I don't have a mustache anymore. I'm like, oh, my God. So first thing he does, grabs two books, both of his books, Spirit Voices, and then Communications I have the book sitting in my room. I totally forgot the name of it.
It's the other one. Yeah.
Both of his books. God, I can't remember anything today. It's been a trying week. But he grabs both the books out. He says, okay, who do I make these to? I'm like, oh, Scott and Doug. So he signs two books. These are yours. And I was actually playing it before the show. Some people, if they tune in before the show to listen to our private streams, I was actually playing. He had his meditation CD, Hemisync CD, sitting on there. And I actually, I insisted on buying that. So I purchased that from him. And I was actually playing it a little bit before the show here. I was just letting it run and letting people drone out and trip out to Mark Macy. But it was amazing to finally meet Mark Macy.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally...
I wholeheartedly agree.
Totally blown away by that. And a few minutes later, Mike Nash comes up. And Mike Nash is a gentleman I talked to myself. I talked to him about 6 months ago. We did an interview together. And he just emailed out of the blue one day and said, hey, I'm going to write some articles for Halloween here in Chicago. Can I interview you? I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, well, give me a number. I'll give you a call one night when I'm doing something, you know. So we arranged a time, and I gave him a call, and we had a nice conversation for about an hour. So this gentleman walks up to the table and says, hey, I'm Mike Nash from the Independent, Chicago Independent newspaper. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on? So we get to talk, and he's like, well, hey, I did that article on you guys. I'm like, well. And I don't remember. I'm like, we talked. What? He's like, here, I got a whole stack of them right here. And throws them all down.
It was like a bundled stack.
Yeah, you know. And he's like, here, you can leave these things out for people to take if they want. I'm like, yeah, great, sounds awesome. So I'm thinking, like, you know, a little corner thing, whatever. I open it up. It's a full page of us with our huge 2006 promo photo, along with our logo, along with our, you know, along with James there. Our little mascot guy. I mean, this thing was beautiful. He did a phenomenal job on that. I was just totally blown away. We do have pictures up on the site, by the way, too, from Chicago. I put up all the photos that were off my camera, and both of us have pictures with Mike Nash with this article, because we thought it was just so cool.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, if you go to the picture section in our on the road section we have now, we do have photos from the Chicago Ghost Conference up, and you can see these goofy pictures and stuff we've talked about. But, we got things rolling. Everything started to get rolling there. And like you just said, Doug, it rolled like clockwork.
It did. It went like clockwork. It was smooth. It was fantastic. It culminated, of course, in
the... You just want to blow through the break? Let's blow through the break.
Sure.
We got a lot to talk about here. So yeah. I don't... Yeah, I mean, sorry, but we're going to go through the break here. We don't get very many opportunities like this to talk about our travels. Let's just go through the break. I'm done with that.
Yes. It culminated in a party.
Yeah,
there was a party, and it was at was it Chet's Bar or something like that, right across the street from Resurrection Cemetery.
Oh, well, before that, though, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in on you, but before that, There was a couple people we got to meet that were really cool, though.
Oh, that's true.
Of course, Mark Macy was one of them. That was totally great.
That was an honor.
And the thing, the funniest part about Mark Macy is I told Ursula specifically, I'm like, wherever Mark Macy is, you need to put us right next to him, or you put him next to us. We want to be next. And I told her that, and I totally forgot about it.
Right.
Totally just forgot about it, right? So I didn't even realize that. I'm like, I told her to do that, Mark. I can't believe I forgot that. All the speakers were phenomenal. I mean, everybody up there did a great job. And the thing was, like, early in the morning, there was a gentleman setting the PA up.
Oh, that's who I ended up talking to pretty much through the entire party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just, like, latched on to him and, well, see, and him and his wife, and we just talked the entire party. It was awesome.
It was funny because I met him early that morning, and he was
right.
Because he saw me with all these wires and a mixing board and microphones, so he thought I knew something, right? And he's like, hey, you know, and we actually helped each other out. I helped him out, and he helped me out because he was setting up the PA. He's one of the electricians that works with the Congress, right? And he was setting up the PA and stuff like that for the main room PA. And it's when I get to the end of this, you'll see why I find these things fascinating. Because, we helped each other out. We talked for a few minutes, exchanged names and stuff like that. And, as the speakers were going throughout the day, the angle we were on, there's like the stage, and then there was a big screen for people that had their presentations shown on. And behind that was a door that went into the back parts of a hotel. And so we could see right at that door at our table we were sitting at next to the stage recording the speakers. I should mention that, too. Their recordings are all cut up and edited, and they're done. But I want to do my usual follow-up and things like that.
Right.
So I have to do that this week. And once that's done,
yeah,
I'm going to have those up on the site, hopefully. I think I talked to everybody, and they were all very cool with that. But I want to do my usual follow-ups, the usual business stuff we do. And then we'll have those up on the site for download also. We recorded all the speakers, again, and hopefully they'll be cool with us putting them all up on the site for you guys to download out there, too. Stay tuned for that. But anyways, so when I'm sitting there, I think you just got there by that time, Doug. I think you were there not too long.
Sounds about right.
It was about four in the afternoon.
I had woken up at like 2.
You know?
And
then you had
a shower.
You had to have your champagne.
Yes, we had what are those? Oh, yeah, we had strawberries dipped in chocolate. You know, it just takes time.
It takes time, I know. I think you just got there not too long ago, and I'm sitting there, and I see Matt, the building electrician guy, going, hey, dude, from the door behind the thing, and I'm like, he's like, come here. Like, all right. So he's like, hey, dude, we just got to talk. He's like, hey, this hotel is pretty cool.
There.
Yeah.
That was exactly
he's like, you know, this
got
hotel
there.
Is really cool. There's all kinds of wealth. So he starts telling me stories right here behind the door. And I'm like, well, that's cool. He's like, I'd love to show you some stuff if you want, right? And I'm like, well, okay, this guy seems pretty cool, but I don't really know him. And I'm going in the back of a hotel. God knows what's back here. This is a 400-year-old building, for God's sake, you know. But, no, he's like, grab your camera. Well, like, he had to do some work. He's like, I'll be back in a little while. I'll come get you, okay? Meanwhile, his wife came, Michelle.
Yeah.
And, he's like, hey, can she hang out with you guys? We're like, she'll sit right behind our table.
Yep.
Totally cool. He's like a really nice guy, Matt. Thank you. So later on, Matt grabbed me. He could only grab me, unfortunately. He couldn't take all of us because, he was kind of...
Right, right.
And we got to look at some of the back corridors, the old winding staircases, the old ballrooms. I have photos of all this stuff, and I should put the ballroom photos up, too, because they were just beautiful.
Yes,
right?
They are fantastic.
Just beautiful photos. The most ornate stuff you've ever seen in your entire life. It's just amazing how beautiful these things are. And Matt just kind of took me through there and showed me everything. It was really cool of him to do that. Mark Macy spoke last, which was absolutely phenomenal. And I am reading that other book as we speak right now. I started on it yesterday.
I started The Ghost of 29 Megacycles.
Hmm.
Evil Jonathan bought that.
Yeah, he told me he got you a copy of that.
Yes,
I
have to read it. And
keep rolling. I got to go grab that book because I cannot sit here and sound like an ignorant fool the whole rest of the night. Hang on for one second.
All right, I'll just sit here in silence and wait. No. Actually, one of the things that while he's gone that I would like to say is we did indeed take this year, 2007, and had an extremely heavy travel schedule. And our travel schedule included at least a conference, if not two or three per month. And that sort of made the show suffer a little bit because we don't do the show on the weekends that we're in the conferences. But at the same time, it really brings a depth to the show because we get to talk to all these people that we talk to on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
Like John Kachuba, for example.
We've
had him on previously, and...
Buy his car. That's what I want. He said, buy his car. It's on eBay. It's like Ghostmobile or something on eBay.
Yeah.
And I want to see somebody buy his car. But, yeah, we got to meet John Kachuba and...
Well, it's funny because
And countless people.
I talked to John the day of the conference in Chicago.
Yeah.
I come by and I'm like, what's up? It's nice to meet you finally. I'm Scott. We've had you on the show before. Oh, yeah. So we got to talking and... I'm like, I know we got you scheduled for some time.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have, I can't remember. And then when I looked at the schedule for this week, I started laughing. I'm like, it's like the week after the conference.
Right. Well, I remember getting an email from him, and it says something like, you know, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's John Kachuba.
Mm-hmm.
And so I forwarded it to you, or mm-hmm. replied and put you in the list, and I said, it's John Kachuba, you have to get him on.
Yeah, we got him on, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did.
And you did.
Conversations Beyond the Light. I can't believe I forgot
That's
this.
It.
I'm about, what is it? I'm only 40 pages into it right now, but it's only
page 10.
It's a 172-page book only. So
right.
I'll have this thing done, but God, it's fascinating.
Wow.
God, this book is fascinating. And Mark Macy is fascinating.
Yes,
Mark
was
so great to us all day long. He is the nicest. Me and him actually got to sit in the hallway and talk for a little while, and he's traveling all over the place. Ironically, that was Saturday when we talked. Sunday night, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm traveling to Lansing, Michigan. You know where that's at? I'm like, yeah, it's an hour away from where we broadcast from.
Yes,
are you kidding me? I'm like, he's like, oh, it would have been cooler for us to meet up where your guys is home. I'm like, well, we're not going to be home tomorrow anyways. We're going to be here hanging
right.
out, and then we're going to, you know, just whatever. We're going to be traveling more. So... It was really cool to hang out with Mark Macy finally and meet up with him. And we are going to be hearing from him very soon again. He's going to be coming back on the show pretty soon here sometime also.
Excellent.
But the day was just amazing. I can't say enough. Ursula did such a fantastic job. We had a great time. I think everybody who attended had a great time. And, yeah, at the end of the day, that's when we got to your part where we went to Archer Avenue.
That's it.
Archer Avenue. And that's the cemetery where
and
Rosa
that's
lived.
The famous Resurrection Mary story where
yep.
she's seen
yep.
hitchhiking, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
And we went and had a couple of drinks at the bar across the street.
Yeah.
And I did.
Diet Cola.
I had a couple, and
yeah.
it was nice. We sat and talked to some people and a good time.
I ate like a cow. I've been on this diet, but
yeah.
I've been sort of forgiving it for a little bit. And like that night, I ate a little bit off program, not too much, but
yeah.
But it was a buffet. Hey, I mean, Ursula hooked us up,
yeah,
I'm telling
yeah.
you, and it was a fantastic party. And I talked to Matt and Michelle,
mm-hmm.
almost the entire party. I wanted to go over and talk to other ghost hunters, but I'm like, oh, my God.
They were awesome. Yeah, they were, and
yeah.
they just kind of joined in on the, they, you know,
like,
they
kind of well,
joined
well,
in. Well, hey, yeah, and it was cool. It's like, all right, yeah, it's all right.
And they're really...
Well, we got to talking about Mark Macy.
Yeah.
I think you stepped away for something. Something happened,
yeah.
and I started talking to him. And we started talking about Mark Macy, we just kind of got really deep into it, where we were talking about, you know, Mark Macy's levels of existence, you know, as
mm-hmm.
far as the soul's concerned, you know, spirit beings, all these things. And I explained, and then, you know, of course, that always leads into, you know, materialism in our present day life, and you know how the whole thing it leads
right.
to all this stuff, and you know, it was just, I told him this. I'm like, you know, you see, it's really cool because. Me being, you know, my philosophical self, whatever you want to call it, when we're out and about, I'm like, well, look at this, guys. Look at the situation we're in right now. I go, Matt, this morning we didn't even know each other. This morning we didn't even know each other. You were some guy working at the hotel, and I was some guy behind a table that was part of some goofy radio show. You know, and now, like 10 hours later, 11 hours later, we're sitting here having an awesome conversation and laughing and poking at each other and having a great time. You know, I found that fascinating. I don't know why. It's just an amazing thing to see. And that's what these conferences are all about.
Well, that's what I like about conferences in general. But I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, when you go to 12, 18, 20 conferences a year,
yeah, yeah.
There is the possibility of getting traveled out, which is one of the reasons.
We've gotten to that point where we need to take a break.
And
do this show. This show needs attention.
I want to do the show. And
the show needs attention, you know.
So I canceled, for example, I canceled San Fran because of,
mm-hmm.
I'm just Pierre traveled out. I'm not a tourist in Indianapolis any longer. So, so anyway, the how many do you think if somebody was planning, you know, I want to further my ghost hunting knowledge. Yeah, I want to go and meet some of these people I hear on Ghostly Talk and on Laura Moon's show. You know, the various podcasts, Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. You know, I want to hear, I want to meet these people, shake their hands, you know, look at their books and hear the, what they have to say in a speech. How would you go to, like, a spring, a summer, and a fall, or would you go to, or would you just say, I'm going to pick one conference and go to it? How, what would you recommend to ghost hunters? And you've been to like thousands, so
as far as one,
would you go? Not, I don't want to know a specific conference to go to, because that's up to the individual. I mean, I can see reasons for going to the small ones. The most, the one that I had the most fun at was the smallest conference of them all last year, or this in 2007. The one that but the one that was like the most incredible was the second largest, which would be Mid-South. So small, large, it doesn't matter to me. What I want to know is how many. Like, would you say go to a small and go to a large, or go to a, you know, a couple of mediums, or go to just pick one and do that weekend, and then that's enough? What would you recommend if someone came up and said, you know, I'm thinking of going to a conference?
I would say research it a little bit. I would say go to their website, because they do no doubt have websites, or a MySpace page or something like that, and see who's going to be there. I mean, see what's going to interest you the most.
Right.
I mean, if you're into, like, you know, when you say paranormal conference, and I want to see something, a change with this, I think, in the future, because the term paranormal encompasses so many things. As we know, there are ghost conferences.
Right.
There are UFO conferences.
Yeah.
There are Bigfoot conferences.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think those are all under the term paranormal. I think that's what I believe. And it depends on what your tastes are and stuff like that. I mean, you may be into just straight, if you're just into ghost hunting, you want to know about hauntings and ghost stories, well, I would try to look for a conference that's, you know, reachable, depending on, you know, what your resources are, your travel resources, that would be around ghosts, whatever, it's whatever you want out of one of these things. You know, if you're not, obviously, if it depends on what the organizers do when they put these together, who they want to bring in. I've never seen Mark Macy at a conference like this before.
Right.
And yeah. I mean, you know, just to meet Mark Macy and listen to him speak, you know, I was drawn to the Chicago Ghost Conference. I mean, that was just amazing to go there. That's a really tough question to ask, because all the conferences we've been to this year were phenomenal in their own way. They really were. Everything we went to was completely awesome, I think. We had a great time at all these conferences.
Yes.
And, you know,
I agree.
It's just a matter of what you want. Do a little research on it.
And they all do seem to have their own personality or their own flair, their own... each is unique in their own way.
Did I say this conversation's beyond the light? Did I mention that already?
Yes, you did.
Okay, sorry. I just looked at it again. Like, did I say that? It's just a matter of what your taste is, really, I think.
I say Ghost of 29 Megabytes?
Yeah. One thing
I'm reading it. Oh, I'm so happy I have it.
I'm going to try to pull Tom in here in a minute also. But, you know, we got to mention this, too. Coming back from Chicago, I also... Well, you were supposed to be there, too, but with work and all this stuff, you weren't able to make it.
It didn't happen for you. No.
But it did happen for me, and it was awesome. I'm so happy I went there. Michigan's Haunting Experience we went to, and this was in Richland, Michigan. And this is with Amy and Christy, who put it together. Christy Robinette's been on the show before. Amy Williamson's been on the show also.
Yeah.
They were both here to promote this event.
Yeah.
But we had Christy on previously to talk to us, too. And she's a homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
She's our girl. And those two, I have to say, are absolutely the most awesome people. I love them to death. They were totally great to us. And this was...
Oh, and at that conference, you got to meet somebody.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
We've been to thousands of conferences, we've never run into this person.
Well, I spent a lot of time with this gentleman, too, because he was just one of those people you like to talk to. And it was just a lot of fun to talk to him. That was Todd Sheets from Nightwatch.
Amazing.
He was on the show about a year and a half ago when we had our little roundtable thing with other radio shows. And we've always had a cool relationship with Todd. And we've been on Todd's show a couple of times also. And he is every bit as fun and charming as far as just a cool guy, a nice guy to talk to, as he is on his show. I was so happy to sit and talk to him, to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to hang with this guy. He's great. Because, you know, it's fun to talk to other people from other radio shows. It really is. And Todd you know, he has the same approach we do with the, with his show. He's doing this because he really, really loves to do it.
Yeah.
And he really cares about the paranormal community. And you know, his thing is unity. He's always talking about unity in the paranormal community. And I think he breathes that and he lives that and he proves that every day too with his night, with the Night Watchers and people like that. We're going to be doing some traveling with those guys next year.
Do you know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. At several of the, probably the past four or five conferences,
yeah.
I don't know, they all seem to run together, but the, when you go to as many as we do.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the past four or five conferences, I've heard people have come up to me and said, you know, oh yeah, I was there with the Night Watchers, or I'm going there with the Night Watchers. And Night Watchers has become an interesting, it's become sort of a noun and a verb and an adjective and everything, like, mm-hmm. all run together. It's just absolutely amazing what Todd's putting together.
Yeah, he was just really great to hang out with. I mean, yeah. I can't really... We talked about it because he's a metalhead like I am, so of course we're like, yeah. But we talked a lot about our shows, about what we're doing with our shows, and like, you know, what can we do to make it a better experience for people, and you know, of course our gripes and things like that we have of doing this thing, but you know,
we have gripes.
Oh God, yeah. But it was really cool to finally sit down with Todd because he's got a fantastic show, and I love to listen to his show too. I've called into his show several times and said, Todd, it's me. Hey, what's going on, dude? It's just it was fantastic to finally talk to him and hang out with him. It was really nice. Nick Fiverr, Todd was one of the speakers there also. Completely awesome. They were totally great. We had a good time with those guys. And Fiverr took
that. And that was called Michigan's Haunting Experience.
Yeah, yeah. Black Hawk. It was at the Black Hawk Bar and Grill in Richland, Michigan.
Interesting. Is Amy and them gonna? Are they gonna put it? Christy and Amy, are they gonna do it next year as well? Or are they gonna do something different? Is it going to be? Or are they like? Oh, we tried that and it sucked.
Well, I don't know.
Although it sounds like everyone had a good time.
I think there's plans on doing something else, but I can't. I don't really know any information.
We don't, right. We've got no.
And I wouldn't want to relay anything regardless because it's their baby, you know. Well, they did a phenomenal job.
But I like to get excited.
Yeah. You know? No, they did a phenomenal job, and it's really great to see something going on in Michigan here.
Well, that's really cool.
So kudos
Michigan
to you guys.
Does not have a paranormal.
It was a good time. It was great. It was just a good time. It was a one-night thing, and we ended up, I was planning on leaving out of there maybe about 10-ish, because, I mean, I had to work the next day, and we were 2.5 hours from home.
Right.
And we were coming back to this side of town that night, and we ended up staying until, like, 12:30 at night. We got home at, like, 4 in the morning. It was just painful.
Oh, man.
Amber was riding behind me, because she was in her car, and she told, I mean, I shouldn't have been on the road. She's like, you were drifting and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I was, like, kicking and
that.
Punching myself trying to stay awake.
I
so
do
bad.
That normally, you know.
But kudos to Amy and Christy. They were both completely awesome. We had a great time. I think everybody there had a great time, too. But, yeah, that's like, after that trip, well, that wasn't really a trip. We were still in the state, but we had to go down and then back up again back
right.
to here. I know when I got home, like, Doug, I can't wait just to, like, relax a little bit and chill back. I want to see if we can get Tom on the phone, too. So I want to hear what happened at the Spooktacular. And I thought Bonnie was going to be here tonight, but she's partying right now. So let's see if we can get Tom. Let's see if we can get Tom on the line. But I know what I was saying, though, was just that. I'm like, okay, I'm glad to be kind of like homebound for the next couple of months now to get through the holidays and stuff like that. Let's see if Tom picks up. Here, now I got him in line. Pick it up, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, it's Scott.
Hey, what's up?
You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Surprise, surprise.
Well, no, I didn't know if you were in the chat room or not, because Amber's in the other room manning the chat room, so we can't see what she's doing. Hmm?
I'm sitting on the back deck smoking a cigar right now.
Well, we got about 10 minutes before we go to break, but what I Bonnie isn't here.
Right, Bonnie is at a family party tonight. So
So
we don't get. So we talked about, you know, Chicago, but we didn't
get to talk about
Decatur and Spooktacular.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We weren't actually there, but we do know people who were. For example, you.
Yes.
So you're on the spot. Tell.
So you're on the spot.
Talk, monkey.
I'm on the spot. I'm smoking a cigar, like usual.
Excellent.
How'd it go?
It was a great event. Of course, Bonnie and I were in full costume. I was my usual Enigo Montoya, and Bonnie was the half angel, half devil. And we were there with the Nathan and Sean from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good friends.
And Rosemary Ellen Guiley was there, and of course Troy, and the two gals from. Laura Moon.
Yeah, Laura there. Moon. Did you? Now, I didn't hear for sure or not. Did you give Laura a T-shirt on us?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that was one of my things I told him. Like, okay, when you get down there and you see Laura Moon, ask her what size T-shirt she wants, and
yep,
you give her one.
She got one.
She's a dear friend of ours. We've never had that was the one downside of not being able to go to Decatur is we really wanted to meet Laura Moon. So
yeah.
Sorry we didn't get to hang out with you, Laura, but you know that was to try to make up for that. So cool, you guys gave her the T-shirt. That's awesome. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had a really good time. You know, the event, you know, was quite packed again. Troy was, like, of course, exhausted the whole time. He was running the event all day and doing tours all night long. So
God.
I have some pretty good pictures of him. He looks real tired.
We will be getting those pictures up on the site, too. I know we talked already about that, Tom, this week. We're going to be getting more pictures and stuff up from the Halloween Spooktacular and the Chicago Ghost Conference. And, yeah, I think we also have pictures from Michigan's Haunting Experience also, right, Tom?
Correct.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting more and more stuff up as we go along. But I know there was just a bunch of people there, I know, in Decatur. Who else was there? You mentioned Nathan and Sean. And
right.
It was really funny because when we were in Chicago, some guy came by the table, and I was sitting there, and he's like, you know, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, ghostly talk, cool. He's like, you know, you guys know those guys, you know, the Nathan and Sean from that Ghost Man Demon Hunter show. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, so, like, are you guys, like, cool with them? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, I know there's a lot of competition right now with all these shows. I'm like, well, sir, I go, it's very nice to meet you. Here's my card, all right? It's a pleasure to meet you, sir, but I don't even think I can explain to you how good of friends we are with those guys.
Well, we did have competition.
Oh, really? Did you? By who?
And we won hands down because I had better candy in our candy bowl.
That's a
good... They had hard candy. I had M&M's, Snickers.
Oh,
and
yeah. You see, thanks, Tom, for letting them know who the bosses are.
Exactly.
That's right.
We don't go. We don't give you that cheap stuff. You're not getting sweet tarts from us, dude. You're going to be getting the real stuff from us.
Chocolate in it.
Yeah, it's got real chocolate. That's the way to represent, Tom.
Next, go
team.
Next year we're bringing a cheesecake. So I don't know what they're going to do. You know.
It was a good time though, huh?
It was a very good time. You know, of course, it's fun during the event, and of course, the time we get to spend together at night is also fun. Of course, Keith Age was there. We got to hang out with him quite a bit, and he was promoting the new movie, Children of the Grave.
Saw it. It's cool. Saw it last weekend. Yes. It was cool, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember some of the other, there were other authors there. I can't remember.
Rosemary, wasn't Rosemary there?
Oh, yes. Yes, she was there. Of course. And my trunk was full of wine on this trip.
Every time I go
to an event, everybody likes the wine I bring, so this time I had to bring 15 bottles.
Well, I know Rosemary. I know Rosemary said that.
That was very good pre-planning on your part, Tom.
I know Rosemary said that. I've watched her say it to you. Like, you know, we come to an event where Rosemary's at, and she'll look at Tom and go, so where's the wine at? So I know.
And it's all Michigan wine, too.
Yeah.
I'm promoting our stage products.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw each other briefly last Friday. Before we all took off to Illinois. And I did see the trunk, and I was like, my God, can you bring any more wine, Tom? What's going on here?
Well, I brought some for Troy and Haven, because they're always, you know, they love good wine.
Mm-hmm.
They bring them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought some for Tanya and Nally from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society.
Oh, our girls, they are the coolest people in the world.
Yep. In fact, they are right now in Gatlinburg. They've been there all weekend. They were hiking in the mountains, and I talked to them this afternoon.
Wow.
I wouldn't be hiking in the mountains.
Well,
last time I did that, I was looking for Bigfoot.
I'll stand by my opinion. They have the nicest bed to sleep in Kentucky. I didn't want to get out of that bed. If we didn't have work to do that weekend, I'd have slept there all weekend. That was the nicest bed I've ever been in my life. I know, mentioning Rosemary also, we were talking about driving back from Michigan's Haunting Experience. on the way, you know, that was like Wednesday morning / Tuesday night. We're driving, right. And Amber calls me on the cell phone. She's like, hey, you know, we can listen to Coast, at least that's one of the bright sides of being up this late. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's cool, right. So we go on there, and, you know, it's like, you know, Halloween, special Halloween, you know, it's right in the season. And
guess who's on?
Guess who's on?
Of course.
Rosemary herself is on all night long, talking about all kinds of great stuff, talking about Frank's Box and all those neat things. So it was cool. It was like, you know, all right, well, you know, we didn't get to hang out with Rosemary, but we're getting to hear her on Coast to Coast AM, which is always great to hear our friends on that show, because that's like the Elvis.
Right, right.
That's the king right there, as you all know. Anything else happened in Decatur, Tom?
I'm trying to think. Haven and I went to a wine tasting together.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. She's always wanted to go with somebody that had a good appreciation for wine. So about halfway through the event on Saturday, she goes,
somebody fell over.
We're going to wine tasting right now. I look at Troy goes, go ahead.
Quick, I need some wine tasting right now.
Well, all I got to say is, if we could.
But, I mean, we there were also, you know, of course, there was a paranormal event. You know, there was there were, like, many good speakers, and I don't want to get the wrong impression. All we do is drink wine and candy.
Wine and candy weekend in Decatur, yes.
No, Troy always puts on a great event. We've been to a couple of them. Yeah,
I was to Weird Winter,
and we were all at the American Ghost. We were at
American Ghost Society Conference.
Haunted America Conference, my God. Don't expect me to remember all this crap. No more. I can't do it.
And then Spooktacular.
Spooktacular, yeah. So we were, Troy always puts on a great event. He's always very great to us, and he's a dear friend of the show, too. Until we've mastered really splitting the atom.
Not only all of that. Not only all of that, but I maintain that the Haunted Lincoln Theater, There's the word haunted in its name.
It's a beautiful theater, too.
First of all, it's beautiful, and it's a great space for an event.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got things go on. I mean, Bonnie and Gore Girl were up in the rafters or whatever they are up there, you know, near the projection booth. They were up near the
projection. There were people that were reporting during that night that they did hear footsteps up and down the steps in the upper balcony again. And no one was there.
And that coincides with some of the similar things that Bonnie and Gorgo were.
You guys are going to laugh about this, Tom, but you said that they heard steps in the balcony up there?
Yes.
And those are ascending passageways, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I need to just think that one through and talk to Troy about it later.
Ooh, good idea.
No, I just, inside joke,
light
everybody.
Bulb.
Bing. Yeah, exactly,
dude. Yeah.
Well, no, I can't wait to
go
back.
We're going to get emails about that, and we're going to say, can't tell you.
Piss off.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be emailed back to you if you do that. We have three events scheduled with Troy next year, so we're looking forward to spending a lot of time with Troy. He's got really just, it'll be on the site pretty soon. We'll let you know. We don't have any time to go into it. One thing I wanted to mention here, we got 2 minutes, and I got to tell the listeners this, because this was the big thing that happened to me this weekend concerning the website, the Ghostly Talk website. As you know, Doug, and you've been complaining about this for about a year now to me. Yeah. Clean off my webmail, right? What happened was it just said no more. It just said, I'm done with you, Scott. I can't do this. I tried to do something with my email, Tom. You're going to laugh about this, too, because you've heard my whining about the email and stuff. I tried to do some. I'm in my Ghostly Talk email doing my email work, and I go to do something, and it says no. You deny. Big stop sign comes up and lights flash. Everyone says, I am done with this crap. I can't take any more. You need to fix me. So I'm like, okay. So I log into the server and see that, you know, we're like 100% capacity. I'm like, oh boy, that's
you're
not
kidding.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, this massive server we have.
He filled up the server.
It's my fault, right? Okay, so I spent 5 hours moving. I mean, I got Thunderbird all formatted and ready to go and all that stuff. I've had it before, but I had to make sure it was perfect. And I moved it off. And I think right now my last check on that, as far as rough numbers, was about 26 gigs of email.
Unanswered mail?
No.
No, because I'm a super.
This is my inbox.
Yeah, that's okay.
I am like ridiculous, and I save every email I have.
Ever.
A lot of those have attachments too, right? Like big attachments.
Right, which take up a lot of room.
Yeah. So the last figure was around 26, just shy of 26 gigs. I moved off the server last night. It was last night. I finished moving it all off. And I called him so I'm like, Jug, you're going to love me, dude. I totally cleaned it all off, man. We actually have some space left on the server now. Imagine that. I had to let people know about that because I complain, you know, when we're at these conferences, I'm like, oh, my God, Doug, why don't they kill me, dude? Because I have, like, it's on the web, you know. And it's all archived now. I have it all, you know, on my computer and stuff. But I'm like, oh, my God, dude, I couldn't believe that. Tom, hang on the line. We got to go to break, okay, man?
Okay, sounds good.
Coming up.
Yes, and thank you, Tom,
for your report
about Decatur.
Well, thanks for taking the surprise call on the air, too.
My cigar went out, too, I'll tell you.
Oh, no. Oh. We'll let you get back to it in 1 minute,
yeah,
okay?
Hang tight. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the Creation Lightship with Mr. Ron Amatron. Looking forward to this. This is going to be an interesting conversation, I think.
So fire up your browsers and go to www.creationlightship.com in readiness for this upcoming segment. CreationLightship.com.
For more information, visit GhostlyTalk.com.